It's that time of year when up to a 500,000 visitors roll into Northwest Arkansas on their motorcycles for the Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue Rally. Some of them will come wearing images that some Fayetteville residents consider divisive and not representative of the values held by the city that hosts the rally. The most popular of these images, the Confederate flag. But there are others as well. Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue Executive Director Tommy Sizemore says the rally has always had restrictions in place regarding what vendors on official rally parking lots can sell.
Anything that can be found offensive, lewd, nudity, that we can ask them to either move it, its display location in the tent, you know, if it's just pushing the envelope a little bit, or if we just find it to be completely offensive, we have every legal right to ask them to remove it from the tent.
If a vendor doesn't comply with the request, they will be asked to pack up and leave. Sizemore says recently they've added another image to the list of restricted merchandise items.
The Confederate flag issue has been brought to light a little more recently the last 2 years. And so in a response to that, We've included that into the category of offensive material.
Sizemore says these restrictions only apply to official Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue lots. That includes the lot next to the Walton Art Center, the lot where Arcega's at the Depot is located, Baum Stadium, and Arbest Ballpark. Sizemore says businesses that are part of the Dixon Street Merchants Association have also adopted the same restrictions as the rally.
So anything outside of that is between that vendor and whoever they're renting off of.
Sizemore says while they've had to ask vendors to move or remove merchandise in the past, they've never had to ask a vendor to leave. He says the vendors who come into town are understanding of the policies.
They know that when the crowds go home and when they go home, Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue still has to stay and be a good community partner.
Of course, there will be participants and visitors to the rally who bring their own Confederate flag items into town with them. Local artist Olivia Trimble says that's not the only image that concerns her. That's why she's created a separate set of images that locals can wear or put up at their homes. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Trimble and Hannah Bailey, who's with the local chapter of the American Institute of Graphic Arts, or AIGA, about their sign campaign.
Well, so the conversation started when I posted on Facebook that I would like a wall to paint in anticipation of Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. So we had an enormous Facebook thread where people offered different businesses and different spaces for panel installation, so like signs on panels. And it was obvious pretty quickly that it was a big thing. So Marty Maxwell Lane, who is involved with AIGA, got with me, and we very quickly decided to partner our organization. So I'm the founder of Repaint Hate, and then Marty is with AIGA. So we just decided to, work together as a team.
So AIGA is a professional membership association for graphic designers. And Marty saw the post on Olivia's wall and thought, this is the perfect opportunity for us to show what we're about. Diversity and inclusion has been really important to the chapter since we started early this year. And so we're all about partnerships and uniting the creative community. And so this was a really cool partnership that we got to be a part of.
Which aspects of Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue kind of prompted this idea?
Well, you know, we had heard from quite a few women and people of color that they felt uncomfortable going down there during the event.
To downtown Fayetteville.
You know, there are some pretty graphic, misogynistic shirts. Probably couldn't even repeat what they say on air. And then, of course, there are quite a few Confederate flags that are flown. So, you know, in Fayetteville, like, our whole thing is that we embrace diversity and inclusion. And while we are, you know, it's great to see everyone come to town and celebrate their motorcycle enthusiasm, we thought that it was important to show these visitors what Fayetteville is all about. So we can't really regulate what anyone wears or says, and we don't want to. We just want to have like a united showing for Fayetteville values.
This isn't about saying, hey, we want all the bikers out of town, right? I mean, that's not.
Absolutely. That's not what it's about at all. We know that the festival is part of the fabric of the community, and we're excited for so many people coming to town. And so the messages that we're putting out there about, you know, one of the signs says, "In this town, we choose love." Another one says, "Y'all means all." These are messages maybe not so much for people who they've decided what they're going to think, and it's a difficult thing to change what someone's decided to believe. These are messages more for those who might feel uncomfortable this week. If they're seeing a lot of messages that make them feel excluded or threatened in any way, these are another side of the coin. This is a way to encourage people who maybe feel on the edge this week.
What are the ways in which you're trying to spread the message of what Fayetteville stands for?
Well, so we have 4 yard sign designs, and those are available today for pickup at the Handmade Market and through the rest of the week. We'll have pop-up murals going up on panels around town. We have T-shirts that will be for sale that say, "Hate is not in our anatomy." And we'll have those at our booth at Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. And it'll be right behind the depot on the bike trail.
And I think I saw, too, you can download one of the images and also print it, go to, you know, a print like FedEx or something and
That's
have it
right.
printed.
That's right. You can go to repainthate.org and download your own sign. You can print it and hang it up in your window or take it to FedEx and get your own yard sign made.
So what's your response to people who say, why are you making a big deal out of this? You know, this event comes into town once in a while. It's, you know, once a year, it's people's right to express themselves.
Totally. People can express themselves however they want. We get to express what we feel are the values of our city. So it's a big deal because we have 500,000 visitors coming. So, you know, we just we would like to take the opportunity to show how friendly our city is.
Artist Olivia Trimble, who founded Repaint Hate, and Hannah Bailey with the local chapter of the American Institute of Graphic Arts, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek. Both Trimble and Bailey say they appreciate the response from Tommy Sizemore, the executive director of the Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue Rally, to the concerns expressed by Fayetteville residents.